Modified axial lateral. Okay, on the quiz for the lab, spelling needs to be correct. So go over those terms that I had, conditions of the spine. Had them up on the board yesterday. Subluxation, spondylolisthesis, spondylitis, ankylosing spondylitis, spondylosis. Make sure you have the correct spelling.
The separation of the parts, does that happen to
you? Just one. Oh, there's two, right? Spondo, yeah, there's S-P-O-N-D-Y. Oh, L-O-Y. That's my guess. Okay, in a trauma situation, patient comes in through ER, they're on a backboard, and the radiologist says, I really need to see the intervertebral foramen. What would you do?
Of the lumbar.
Okay, very good. Cross table, horizontal beam, lateral. What's the best projection to show a compression fracture? Not a rug. So if there's a compression fracture, the patient's probably on a board.
We're still talking lumbar, right?
Lumbar, still lumbar. I think somebody said cross table lateral. Okay. Horizontal beam. Remember, the lateral is the best for a compression. You'll sit on an AP, but not as well, so the best is going to be a lateral.
Even if it's not a trauma situation.
This is a trauma situation. If it's not a trauma situation, you can do it on the table, just regular lateral. But the main thing is the lateral is what's really going to show the compression. Okay, to evaluate an AP image, what should you critique?
SI
joints and spinous process. Spinous process in the middle of the vertebral body, symmetry of the SI joints. Okay, when you do the AP and lateral lumbar spine, using a 14 by 17, where would you center? Using a 14 by 17. This is just regular AP, regular lateral. At the crest. Yeah, so using a 14 by 17, the AP and the lateral at the crest. It's like a regular abdomen film. You're centering at the crest. Okay, if you use an 11 by 14 size film, the center is at L3, which is the lower costal margin. 11 by 14?
Center the cassette or the cassette's edge or the central ring?
The central ring. To the lower costal margin. L2, L3, which is the lower costal margin. Okay, when you do the Gracie projection, what body part are we looking at?
Glenoid
fossa. Okay, glenoid rim. Okay, and your humeral head. Okay, if the glenoid fossa is not superimposed on itself, what does that usually indicate? Under rotation. Okay, usually if the patient's not rotated enough, if you don't get superimposition of glenoid fossa. So that's the most usual problem.
Under rotation.
Under rotation. what should the oblique be of the patient when you do the gray sheet? 35 to 45. Okay, it kind of depends on the shape of the shoulder. Some people will be 35, some will be closer to 45. And what's the type of fracture that will show up real well in the gray sheet position? Bankert. B-A-N-K-A-R-T. Bankert. It's a fracture of the glenoid rim.
And you said that shows up with what? I'm sorry, the gray sheet?
The gray sheet is the best for the Bankert fracture.
Is it? What is the difference between, say, a Bankert lesion?
I don't know if we call a fracture a lesion.
I
agree. Okay, what's the name of the fracture that's a compression fraction of the humeral head?
Hill-Sachs.
H-I-L-L-S-A-C-H-S. Some compression fraction of the humeral head. And what projections would show that the best? The West Point, when the patient's PA? Or the Lawrence? Okay. Which is the infraposterior, films on top of the shoulder, arm is out, central ray is coming in. Yeah, but that one would show it as well. Yeah, you could do that one, but it wouldn't be as good as, It depends on the amount of motion the patient has also. Okay, if the humerus is dislocated, do you usually have an anterior or a posterior dislocation?
Anterior.
Usually anterior. At least 90% of the time it's anterior.
Wait, what is that one more time? Humeral head is dislocated?
If there's a humeral head dislocation, usually it's an anterior dislocation. Okay, on the SI joints, if you do an RPO for the SI joints, which joint would be in the head?
Left upside.
Okay. Everybody get that? You do an RPO, the joint that's coming up, so if you're after the upside, which would be the left side, is the one that will open.
RPO.
Is the left?
Yeah, if you do an RPO, you see the left joint.
Okay.
I think that John showed you this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're doing the clavicle on a thin patient, routine views would be on a clavicle. Okay, AP and axial, and the angulation on the axial. For a thin patient,
30 degrees.
It's a pellet. 30 degrees of that.
What's for a normal patient? What about
heavy patient, 15 degrees. Thin patient, 30 degrees. Okay, that's the quiz for the last year. Okay, what we're going to do in the lab is we'll go over the positioning for the lumbar spine, kind of like what we do for the cervical. We'll have somebody up on the table, student, kind of getting them in position, which is lumbar spine is fairly easy, it's not real difficult. And then I think we'll have time, so I want you to work in pairs and we'll do the gray sheet. Okay, one exposure for each pair of students on the gray sheet. Okay, normally